It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
All right, BetDSI.com, it's a place to go for all your action, right? All your action. Live in-game betting, 20-plus years, winners. Fast pay makes fast friends. We got this BN25 promo code that right now you plug that in for our Super Bowl special. You get $25 plus 100% matching bonus when you go to BetDSI.com. BN25. Super Bowl special. We have an unbelievable contest post-Super Bowl for the Final Four / March Madness. You can win a lot of money. BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com. Promo code BN25. $25, and they'll match it with 100% matching bonus when you go to BetDSI.com, put in the promo code BN25. My guy on?
Yep.
I don't even know how to start this. First of all, I'll call him out because, Jim McMahon, Super Bowl champion, golfer, solid, solid ball striker, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports. What are you doing right now, man?
I am driving to Vegas, kid.
What? Describe the scenery, man.
There's a lot of brown, a lot of trucks, new cactuses.
Okay, hey, Chuck came on, Barkley came on earlier and said that you're the best guy ever. And we were talking about his golf swing, and Chuck said that he's got it better than it's been in a decade or two. You buying that?
I talked to Roy Green at Charles' New Year's Eve party. He said he was getting his game back, so I'm buying it. I mean, I played with him when he was a legit eight, so he's got game. He's just got to get it out of his head, and he'll be fine.
Mac, what's your special? You got great around the greens, short game, right?
Oh, really solid there. Yeah. So I've always been a good driver of the ball. After that, it's a box of chocolates, kid.
Yeah. Well, will you play barefooted all weekend in Vegas? When you play in Vegas, you gonna go barefooted still? Have we put shoes on yet? Or still the same routine?
No, it's in the 80s, so I'm gonna be I'll be out there with my white feet.
I like it. Hey, last time you watched an NFL game from start to finish, the truth.
I couldn't even tell you, kid.
Has it been more than a decade?
Yes.
More than two decades?
Probably.
Do you miss it?
I could only handle about a quarter, and then I'm bored.
I mean, you. What was your philosophy when I'd always ask you as teammates why you didn't study a lot of film? You didn't want to get locked into what was on the chalkboard, correct?
Correct. You can't be, you know, one-dimensional, kid. You got to be able to improvise, adapt, overcome, like the Marines.
But I'll tell you what. I tell the story, and it pissed me off, but it was great. I could never lock my dorm room door with you as a teammate because you'd break it down. You'd be up till 4 in the morning, and then all of a sudden that shoulder'd start to hurt. And, hey, kid, you got to take all the reps tomorrow. You Mac, don't you owe me something for all that? You never practiced.
Yeah, I gave you a lot of time. I gave you a lot of work.
you let me get by, and you're standing back there with your hands in your sweatpants laughing the whole time.
Hey, sometimes you just don't feel good for practice, you know.
Yeah. Jim McMahon, Super Bowl champion, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Every year around this time, a Super Bowl commercial pops its head. Do you got any? Are we going to have any Super Bowl commercials this year?
I didn't do any commercials, but I did do a PSA about cannabis, and hopefully Goodell will get the message.
Yeah, well, describe it. I mean, you don't smoke it, do you?
Every day.
But you're allowed, though. So, Mac, in seriousness now, you went through from. Remember, you told me when a doctor he kind of found the wires were twisted, got it all fixed up. But tell me why cannabis matters.
Well, cannabis is the best thing on the planet, kid. It's a medicinal herb. It's not a drug. It's a neuroprotectant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It stops cancer cells. I mean, it's just a who's who of health for people.
And have you
CBDs are great for everybody. I mean, everybody should be using some form of this plant.
Okay, so and you know, from all these prescription drugs that everybody's used, Mac, when we played, we went through that, obviously. This is really, I mean, it's changed your life and kind of given you a rebirth and your health. You feel better than you ever have, correct?
No doubt about it, kid. I got off those pills probably 5 years after I retired, and never went back to them. So this is what I use every day. I use the vapes. I use the edibles. I smoke it. Whatever I have to do to feel good that day, that's what I do.
Do you still have the refrigerator with the moonshine at the house?
I got it. The Coors Light's full.
Am I still invited? Same house, right?
Yeah, same house, kid.
All right. Well, let me ask you this: I can't remember when I was there last if you had grass or rocks. Because are you still mowing the lawn?
I got a little bit of grass in the backyard, but I had to give up the lawn mowing. I can't do that anymore, kid.
Okay. Well,
I feel like I did for practice. I got to sit that one out.
People don't buy it when I tell them when you were in Chicago at the house that you did mow your own lawn and that you did do it basically in a thong. Am I right or wrong?
I did that in Chicago, and I did it in Arizona the first couple of years I was here.
And what now? And reaction?
Well, I don't have many neighbors, but the only reaction was I got a lot of scrapes from all those sticker bushes out there.
Jim McFadden joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Mac, who's the best non-PGA Tour golfer that you've played with? The guy that's not on tour, that's an athlete or an entertainer in another sport?
Mark Mulder.
Really, he's gotten that good, huh? I mean, could he play on tour?
Well, that's what we thought about Rick Roden back in the day. But I think Mulder's a little better athlete, and the way he plays right now, if he keeps working at his game, I don't see why not. I mean, the guy shoots whatever he wants to shoot. I mean, it's crazy.
And
he's at Whistler Rock every morning. If he's not playing, he's hitting balls. So he really works at his game.
So he is out at Whistler Rock practicing the whole time.
Oh yeah,
nice. Let's go. I want to go to your Bears team. Like I said, you know what? We don't need to break down the Super Bowl. I know you don't really care about that, so I hear you.
Go Eagles!
Yeah, well, there you go. Former. Hey, Mac, was Kotite the coach when you were in that preseason game? Tell that story when you went in because Randall Cunningham got hurt or something, or Kotite put you in a game and was pissed at you because you called timeout. What happened with that story?
Well, I've been in the training camp for about a week, and he told me that I was going to play two series or something like that. So I played my two series. I had to call timeout because we went on about an 11-play drive, and my mouth was a little parched. So I burned a timeout to go get a drink.
And how mad was he?
And then he said, "Hey, you're going to start the second quarter." And I said, "BS." I said, "I'm only medicated for one quarter. I'm done."
Jim McFadden joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. On that 85 Bears team, should you guys have won more Super Bowls, Jim?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Why didn't
you? We had our chances. I mean, it wasn't like we went away. In 1986, we were 14-2, best record in the league, and we lost at home in the playoffs. Same thing with 87. Same thing with 1988. We had home field advantage and lost the NFC Championship game at home. So, you know, we went to 3 NFC Championship games in 5 years and only won once. So it's unfortunate. I just think we got tired, man. We got tired of beating each other up for all week long.
Yeah, and with that, Mac, and fun, I mean, we've been on teams that have fights all the time. Can you remember a great locker room fight on the Bears with that 85 team? Was there ever one?
I remember Walter stuffing one of the rookie running backs into his locker because he kept limping off. And then I remember McMichael choking Hampton one day. That was kind of fun.
Who was the baddest cat on that team? The one guy, Mac, that you would say nobody would have got close to messing with him?
I'd have to say either Bortz or Covert.
Really?
Bortz
was a wrestler too, wasn't he, Mac?
I think so. Yeah, he still looks like he can play, man. That guy's just a country strong man. He's a scary human being. I'm glad he was on my team.
How many times have you ordered food? You and I did it in Chicago. You were hungry. You ordered us a hot dog from the we were standing on the sidelines, and I think it was either Monday or Sunday night football. I think Monday night, and we got a hot dog. How many times have you ordered food on the sidelines?
Oh, many, many times. I'd order hot dogs, pizzas. I remember going up into the stands it was pregame, in Atlanta, and I saw the vendors were getting open. So I walked up there, just my football pants and my shoes and my half shirt with a ball, and I was standing in the pizza line with everybody else. And when it got to be my turn, I said, look, you know, I'm playing in the game. I don't have my wallet with me, obviously. I'll trade you a ball for a pizza, right? The pizzas were like $8. The ball's worth $50. So she wouldn't give it to me. I said, go get your manager. The manager came out, and he goes, you want to trade that ball for a pizza? I said, yep. He goes, give him two pies. So I got my two pies, went and sat under the goalpost, finished them off, and then finished the pregame warm-up.
All right, Mac, now you tell these guys, aside from that, your pregame routine when we were in Minnesota, from the time you'd wake up, what your breakfast was, pregame routine.
Well, I usually had a little bit of pasta with a bunch of peas. Didn't feel like eating a whole lot. And then I would just go over to the stadium and start getting real early. And then getting my medications right, and then heading out to kick some field goals or some drop kicks.
Mac, you would,
and then I try to find some food right before kickoff.
And for two solid hours pregame before any game, you would get a full sweat in. Remember the old uptime that we'd have, a little caffeine.
Oh
pill.
Yeah,
you were solid with the uptime. But you would go out there for 2 hours and kick field goals and basically get a full game in before the game.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was really bored.
Hey, do you remember the time you scared in Green Bay when a curfew, when they came in to check your room?
When it was cold?
Yeah, when they came in to check your room after curfew and you jumped out and scared the coach and you were declothed. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. We kind of used a marital aid on one of the coach's heads. Kind of whacked him in the head with that. And he showed up the next day with a hat on. The guy never wears a hat because he's bald. But he had a big print on his head. He had to wear the hat that day.
What? How many curfews have you missed in your day?
One.
When
I only missed the one, but I did go out a few other times.
And it was New Orleans as fun as it seemed the week of the Super Bowl?
It was fun for the first three nights, and then that idiot reporter came on and said I called all the women sluts. So from then on, I was getting death threats, and then it was no fun.
But you won a Super Bowl and got. When did you know that game was done, Mac?
The week before.
they really had. I mean, there was fear in their eyes in that game, wasn't there?
They really had no shot. I mean, we had played them earlier in the season, and we knew that we could handle them. We're disappointed that the Dolphins didn't beat them. We wanted to play the Dolphins again, but
yeah, they're the team that beat you that time during when Marino had a pretty decent game. That. You guys were undefeated, and they put the one loss on you that season. Mac, describe your perfect day, buddy.
Sleeping in, getting up, get something to eat, maybe get a little sun, and then go to the golf course.
Nice. How are did you go to the Phoenix Open at all?
No. I usually play in the pro am today or yesterday, but. They seem to have lost my number the last couple of years.
Hey, you're doing something in Vegas. Aren't you doing something in Vegas with Canseco? Or don't you have an appearance or something coming up where you guys are going to talk? I mean, I read somewhere online. I think your son posted it. What's going on with that?
We're headlining in Vegas, kid. We got our own Vegas show. It's called Renegades. It's Jose Canseco and I, and it's going to be Terrell Owens in a couple weeks, but right now Jimmy King from Michigan, the Fab Five, one of the Fab Five, he's filling in for Terrell. So it's about an hour and a half show. We come out, it's at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesars. We come out individually, do about 10, 15 minutes of stories, and then we all come out at the end as a group and do a Q&A with the crowd for about 20, 30 minutes.
Can I get a ticket?
Yeah, come on in, kid. I think I know people.
Yeah, you got some people. Hey, the saddle's no longer there, but I'm sure you got some stories to tell. And I can't wait to see you this off season. We'll keep the saddle story for another day. Fair enough.
All right, brother.
Hey, I love you, man. Be good. And I'll be there during spring training, so I'll be up at the house. So let's get some good Mexican food and get after it a little bit.
All right, give me a holler, kid. I'm running my show till the end of April, so after that, I'm good to go.
Well, I'll stop. Mom, my mom's in Vegas, so I'll come there first. So I'll look forward to seeing you, and I will come watch that show. I love you, bud. I'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right, kid. See you.
Thanks. My guy, Mac. One of a kind, dude. And those stories are not fake. We did order hot. He ordered us two hot dogs on the sideline of a Monday night football game. And we ate them. Had the jackets. It was cold. At old, what's the stadium? I'm losing my mind. What's the name of the stadium in Chicago?
Oh, Soldier Field.
Yeah, Soldier Field. And he had it. We just take a bite. But when he gets hungry, he's eating. Unbelievable. One of the all-time great guys. And has called me kid.
I know. I've never heard
forever,
anyone call you that.
Forever.
Shawnee boy, yeah. Shawnee steak sauce, never kid.
I can already visualize what he's doing as he's driving. So,
boy.
And it ain't talking football, and it sure as hell isn't thinking about the X's and O's of the Super Bowl. Jim McMahon, thanks. We'll wrap this version up here on BN Sports. One of the all-time greats. Go to Vegas and see him, and he's right about it. It's changed his life, cannabis has. And Brian, remember when he told us last year in Segs at the Super Bowl? I mean, when he came in Radio Row? He's really a big, and he's also big with the Wounded Warriors Foundation. Guy's a huge difference maker, has a huge heart. Don't believe all the attitude's real, but underneath all that, there's some softness with Jimmy. So.